and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition 2201, and it was recorded on Thursday, the 15th of December 2022. And this week it's a welcome from me, Alison Aplin, and I'm joined by Phil Harrison. Today we have our usual mix of items, news about the city and some letters to the evening news, and a feature which tells us a little of the history of Norwich's Royal Arcade. First of all, we're pleased to welcome new listener John Redding of Wroxham. We hope you enjoy listening. But before we embark on the news, here's Marjorie Ead to introduce our quarterly chat-around feature, which follows on from this weekly edition, and it is a special occasion as it's the 100th edition. We'll remind you of this at the end of this edition.
Hello, I'm Marjorie, and this is our 100th edition of Chat-Around, and later on I will be introducing Chat-Around, which has interviews about the start of Chat-Around, reminiscing with Neris Griffiths, the Shrine of Our Lady of Walsingham, and the British Model Flying Association. I hope you will join us later at Chat-Around.
And now here's Phil to introduce our first batch of news items.
Hello. This week, there are a fair number of Christmas and charity news items, as you can imagine, but we'll leave those for the moment and tell you about the icy weather, the collapse of part of the old city wall, and a possible spaceport off the Norfolk coast, as well as the possible devolution of various government functions to the county. An icy grip over the city shows no sign of loosening, with temperatures plummeting below freezing. Dog walkers and commuters braved the icy streets and frost-covered greens as Norwich was blanketed by a freezing fog. The Met Office issued weather warnings for snow and ice in Norfolk at the start of December after a warmer-than-usual autumn. However, the Arctic weather didn't stop city folk from enjoying a brisk wander around Eden Park and along Riverside, dressed in puffy jackets and scarves to battle the cold. And things could still take a turn, as snow could be hitting parts of Norfolk within days as the ice-cold temperatures plummet to minus 10 degrees centigrade.
A woman has been left shaken after a large chunk of ancient city wall collapsed onto the pavement mere moments after she strolled by. Zoltan Peter, who lives in King Street, said his wife could have been killed when part of the historic wall fell down behind her as she was on her way to the dentist in Wherry Road, using the pathway that runs alongside the wall. The wall, which is just off the A147, crashed down at about 6 a.m. on Wednesday, December the 7th. Mr. Peter said the remaining parts of the wall across the city needed to be properly maintained, adding that he felt they were dangerous as he spotted pieces crumble off before. Work on the city's towering defensive wall began in 1297 and was completed by 1334. It was the idea of Edward I, who hoped the structure would keep out invaders, and he introduced a muirage tax, taken from the French for wall, mur, to fund it. Local merchant Richard Spink chipped in the rest of the cash, and the wall was made up of towers, such as Boom Tower, Cow Tower and Black Tower.
Ambitious plans to build a spaceport off the coast of Norfolk have taken a giant leap after the project received funding from Norfolk County Council. Gravity Lab, the firm behind the proposals, has been awarded a grant of £40,000 to help develop a suborbital rocket known as Isaac to launch from the site. The Coltishall-based firm is also in the running to gain funding from the UK Space Agency to carry out a feasibility study to establish the North Sea launch pad. If it goes ahead, the spaceport, which will be built 10 kilometres off the Norfolk coast, will provide a base to send rockets into space.
The £600 million devolution deal, which would include a mayor for Norfolk, has been branded pointless by one of the county's leading Conservatives in a mounting backlash against the proposals. John Fuller, the longest-serving council leader in Norfolk, called for the deal offered by the government to be rejected. The South Norfolk council leader said the county deal, which would hand extra money, including a £20 million a year investment fund, and transfer Whitehall powers to a directly elected leader of Norfolk County Council missed the target and was not a compelling proposition. The row escalated on the day the deal was officially unveiled in a ceremony at The Nest on the edge of Norwich. Introduced by broadcaster Jake Humphrey, the event was supposed to involve levelling up Secretary Michael Gove, but parliamentary business prevented him heading to Norfolk, so Housing Minister Lee Rowley attended instead. Andrew Proctor, leader of Norfolk County Council, said the deal will help boost the economy through jobs, training, housing and development and better transport. But Mr. Fuller bemoaned how districts which have responsibility for housing and planning were not involved in the process.
A snapshot of how the pandemic has affected Norwich reveals that there are now more tattoo studios, beauty salons and supermarkets, but fewer banks, toilets and retailers in the city centre. Comparing the type of businesses trading in March to 2022 to the same month in 2020, just before the first lockdown, has provided an insight into how COVID has changed the high street. The research from the Ordnance Survey, which was analysed by the BBC, found that during this two-year period, 13.2% of banks closed in the city centre, more than British average of 8.1%. Retail was also hit, with 13 fewer shops opened this year compared to the 341 trading in March 2020, with notable closures including Topshop and Debenhams. This is a drop of 4%, slightly more than the national average of 3%. The number of public toilets has also fallen, down 7.4%, much more than the British average of a 2.3% decrease. Meanwhile, figures from Ordnance Survey found that businesses offering beauty services, such as hairdressers and beauty salons, are up by 6.3% in March 2022 compared to 2020.